prophecy or no prophecy, I'm just going to carry on with my life. If I am destined to be killed, then how can I escape my fate? What do you think?
Your Majesty, are you sure this is the right thing to do?
One moment. Please.
This sounds very alarming.
We have to change his mind.
But how?
Yes. How?
We can just kill all newborn babies.
But how do we do that?
Putana!
Yes! Oh. That sounds perfect!
Your Majesty.
We have an idea.
Really?
We can just kill all the children who are born within the last 10 days.
How will you do that?
We know a lady who knows various ways.
Very clever indeed. But the Davers, won't they intercede?
You don't have to worry about this foe. They're all afraid of the strength of your bow.
Even if they did want to stop us, they wouldn't dare to do so.
What about Lord Brahma?
Oh, he is too busy with his meditation.
And Shiva?
He's living as a hermit in the forest.
And Indra can't compare with you in either name or fame.
So let's go and kill all the children who are born within the last 10 days. In villages, towns, or pasturing grounds.
I'm convinced. Go look for her.
By the way, if we see a Brahmin or a cow, should we kill them too?
A cow? A Brahmin?
Why? You see, Your Majesty, a cow gives milk.
Milk is needed to make ghee.
Ghee is used by the Brahmins in the worship of Vishnu.
And by killing the Brahmins and cows, there will be no more sacrifice to Vishnu. And Vishnu will die.